takes me a second to do this. I'm going to put you on speaker, okay? All right, hang on. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. You got a slight affliction?
Do I have a what?
You have a slight a cough or something?
Yeah, I got this really bad cold, you know, perfect timing.
But, okay.
You know. I feel so bad. I've been coughing in everybody's ears on the phone interviews today.
So the it's a just a matter of waiting, or but how long have you been? How many scenes have you done as Mystique so far, as we speak? I mean, how many? You know, how many? How long have you been shooting? Only a couple of weeks, right?
No, I've been shooting for about a month now.
Okay.
I'm not Mystique. I'm only Mystique like 10% of the movie. I have done a lot of Mystique, or Mystink, as I call it. I've been, I don't know how many times, but probably like 10 or 11 times.
Okay. What's your nickname again for the role?
Oh, well, no, it's not for the role, because I love the role, but like... The hair, the makeup, it's like many, many hours of makeup, so it's called Mystink. So I feel like I'm getting Mystink tomorrow. It's
right.
Not that I don't love the role, just the makeup part is called Mystink.
Right. How long does it take you to prepare to, you know, get the whole thing together when you are in that body makeup thing? How long does that take?
It took 8 hours. We just got it down to 6.
Just to get ready, it takes 6?
Excuse me?
Just to get ready, it takes you 6 hours?
Yes, we just got it down to 6. It might go back up to 8. I'm crossing my fingers. We can keep it at 6. But yeah, it was 8 hours.
Wow. That's a heavy... how was it for the last actress? Was it comparable, the same in the previous actress whose name has flown out of my head for a
Rebecca
second?
Rebecca Romijn.
Right, right.
It took her about 8 to 9 hours.
Wow.
Well...
So it's basically the dark blue skin tone thing, and then there's all the ridges and all the kind of the marks on the skin. And
so there's the scales go on first, and then it's 6 layers of body makeup. Body paint.
Right.
And then there's bladder, which she didn't have. It's like basically they have 5 different layers of these different colors of paint splatters. Basically, they go all over my skin. And then the hair, everything takes a while.
Wow. So you have to what? Show up at what? 4 o'clock in the morning, or how does it work exactly?
It actually has not been that bad. I can't really complain about it because I did have one. Sometimes there's 3 a.m. call time.
Yeah.
But I get the day before to sleep. So
yeah.
It's fine. And then it's really not that bad. We set up movies, and I've got, like, my girls. There's, like, 6 of us. There's, well, 7 of us, including me.
Right.
And we just kind of, like, watch movies and Sex and the City all day and kind of laugh. I know that everybody feels sorry for me when they hear how many hours, but if they just could stand outside the trailer, they just hear, like, laughing, shrieking, and, like, it's, like, basically having a slumber party.
Yeah.
Naked, standing up, being painted, which is, you know, like a lot of people's slumber parties. Different places in the world.
Uh-huh. Has there been any, kind of officially sanctioned photo session? Have I seen anything online yet, or has it...
Hopefully not, no.
Is the intention to keep your appearance under wraps until, you know, as the release date is closer? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's what they're hoping for.
Okay.
But they don't know that I'm going out to speak for Halloween.
Are you?
No.
That would be so great.
I know. They'd love
that. Say, by the way, I read about this movie called Truck Stop. Is that any truth to that? Is that something you might do? I just read this online somewhere.
No.
Okay. You've been asked that before. Do you know what I'm referring to, right? Obviously.
I've been asked what before?
About Truck Stop. Has this come up before? Have you heard about this? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I was just speaking to a friend. You know, I am one of those people that is very, very, very passionate about wanting to see the beaver, and as a guy named Matt Zoller Seitz from Ceylon has said, that he doesn't really have that many issues. He's not that concerned with Mel Gibson's his personal or private issues. He just finds it more interesting in a way that if Mel Gibson is really good, and I expect that he's fascinating in it, it just adds to the intrigue. And I would just love to see this thing come out. I hate that they're not making any decisions.
Yeah, I'd love to see it too. I haven't seen it.
You haven't even seen it yourself, huh?
No, I haven't seen it.
Some people in the cast, because I've heard about some people seeing it in Los Angeles, although I'm not dead certain of that, but can you describe how large your role is, or what your role is, in some detail?
Anton Yelchin and I have a kind of offbeat love story.
Right.
He plays Mel Gibson's son.
Okay. And
I'm number four on the call sheet. I don't know how to describe.
Okay, right.
I don't know if that was good enough for you. I'm sorry.
Well, you made this before, of course, before Winter's Bone was shot, right? Correct?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
No, I did it after.
Okay.
I did it right after, yeah.
All right, okay. Can you tell me a little bit about House at the End of the Street? That's for real, right?
Yes, I finished that right before I left for X-Men.
Okay. And that's
Ottawa, Canada.
And that's yourself and Elizabeth Shue, and I don't know who else is in it. Max Theor. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name.
Theriot. Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody does. I don't think he does. Theriot.
Okay. Can you just give me a little rundown about that one? Because I'm not really up to speed on that one.
Yeah, it's a story about a mother and daughter that moved from Chicago.
Right.
To a small town in Pennsylvania, I think. Sorry,
yeah.
I should know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a band, and then I meet this boy that lives next door to me, and I don't know how much I'm allowed to say or not say. I'm embarrassed to say. I'm going to say one more time. I'm sorry. I usually get like a rundown of like witty things to say about the movie, but I don't really have any for this one.
What do you play in the band? What's your instrument? Are you just a singer? Or?
I'm lead singer in the band.
Okay.
And I play the keyboard.
All right.
But I also play guitar in the movie too.
Okay.
I'm a much more talented person than I am.
Well, is the tone of it kind of a more or less straight dramatic? Does it have a quirky comedic thing? What's the tone of it?
It's kind of a tragic love story with a little bit of kind of a modern day Psycho.
Really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I don't know the director, Mark Tondorai. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Mark Tondorai. He's a new British director. He's fantastic. He's one of my best friends.
Okay.
I'm godmother to his newborn baby.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love him. He's a fantastic director.
Okay. All right, well, I've said I do this weekly podcast with a woman named Sasha Stone, who writes a column somewhat similar to mine, and we are in agreement, we have been in agreement, that there are three definite locks for the Best Actress race this year. That would be almost certainly Natalie Portman, who's really great in Black Swan, and definitely, probably, almost certainly Annette Bening, who's in The Kids Are All Right, and yourself for Winter's Bone. So nobody has any disputes upon that. So I would hope.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any doubt about it. So at least that's what.
Wow! Thanks.
People in my chattering class. So, there's just two others, but it kind of gets decided, I think, early on, you know, just because of we've talked about this before, and you've heard it a million times, but there's just, when a performance like yours locks into, you know, it's just that strength, that steel that really strikes a chord, with people. So that is that's just something that, that just works, I'm still here. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Did I go out or something? Did you?
Yeah, sorry. There was it got really quiet for a moment.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Anyway, I was just saying to myself, I really wanted to see it again. I'm hoping the screeners come out because I saw it right at the end of Sundance, and you tend to not be as well rested as you'd like to be at when you're seeing 4 movies a day. And I mean, I liked it a lot. Everything, I loved you in it, but I would just like to see it all fresh and not all Sundance, all shagged and fagged like I was feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so.
Well, it's playing If You Fly. It's on airplanes now. I saw it on the airplane yesterday.
Okay.
I didn't watch it. I just saw that it was on.
Yeah. So do you are you just take a flat somewhere in town? Can you tell me what district of London that you are living in? What and what your impressions are of the city?
Yeah, I have a place in Notting Hill.
Uh huh.
Fantastic. I love it.
And you guys are shooting at what studio? Is it Pinewood or?
Yeah, we're at Pinewood.
Okay. No, I've forgotten. I haven't been out there in 15 years. But that's obviously in the suburbs, somewhere to the west or southwest of London, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huge, huge city. You can walk around Paris, and you can actually walk from the top. From the very highest northernmost extremities all the way to the south and do it in maybe an hour or so. But London, from the eastern London...
London is huge.
It's huge.
I mean,
yeah.
Coming from Manhattan Girl, which, I just assumed I could walk everywhere and didn't want a driver, and then I got there and was like, oh, I'm going to need a helicopter.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, have you had any, scary incidents when you had forgotten about looking to the right rather than to the left when you crossed the street?
Yeah, I almost died there, and now I'm almost dying here, back in the States. And the most annoying part is I always get in the driver's side.
Yeah.
I still don't have that one, and sometimes when it's really early in the morning,
right.
Before I've had my coffee, I do three full revolutions around the car before
right.
I finally accept the passenger's side on the driver's side.
Honestly, I swear to God that the cab drivers, particularly in the Hyde Park, those guys are serious. They come right at you.
No, they'll try to kill you. Yeah, no, I thought, because in Manhattan, cab drivers will try to run over you to make a point.
Yep.
And then I thought that was just Manhattan. Then I got to London, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is scarier. Except they're yelling at me with, nicer, prettier accents.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Right. Well, I hope to, I hope that someone sneaks in and takes a surreptitious photo of you in your X-Men garb.
Thank you, and I hope one of the producers hears you say that.
I'm sure, that everybody wants to, wants to see the differences between yourself and the previous one. There's a key interest. If it doesn't happen, fine, I can live with it, but if it happens, I won't be unhappy.
Okay, all right. I hope to make you happy.
Okay. Well, it's good talking to you again.
I'm going to go back to the studio and tell them.
Okay. It was really good hearing you, and I hope to see you sometime down the road. When do you guys anticipate you'll be finished shooting?
I think right around the birth of my firstborn child.
Okay.
Might be. We've been pushing a lot. I think we were supposed to wrap in the summer.
You're going to wrap in the summer?
No, in December.
Oh, in December. Excuse me. Okay. Okay. Well, I hope to, run into you sometime in December or January, so...
All right.
Okay. Have a nice day, and nice talking to you again.
All right. Thank you very much. It was nice to talk to you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.